Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Science is what's killing people, man.
You ain't say that when styles.
I mean, I got style together.
Be real though. When you start staring and smiling, when you put the pearly rice out of there.
But when the camera, when the camera rolling, I got one thing to do, put on the show.
But you was hot.
So you don't understand acting? I could cry on cue right now.
Cry.
What you thinking about, Jack?
Go deep, bro.
The girl that cheated on me in high school.
I Am Women, they talked about that last week.
Huh? What?
Cheating. Sherelle went in on cheating.
Damn.
You gotta watch the show. She might have cheated on your ass. She might have. Sherelle, she opened all the way up about cheating.
Yeah.
She did, Chad.
You talking about message?
She did. Y'all gotta watch. Sherelle, she's a mogul. But she opened up about cheating. Watch, I Am Woman.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get a pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wiggin' wheel straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Today we are shooting for Collection 2.
Even if you can like toss it like you're doing, you know, just like a little more relaxed, that's beautiful.
It's been an amazing experience watching Mishi and the team working hard on this project and making this come to life. It's an amazing collection and I cannot wait to show you guys what we've been working on.
We got a little parlay this week. And the parlay is we got to pick three teams that is like definite wins. If we hit these, we make a lot of money. So out of week four, we got to pick three teams that is definite locks.
I mean, that's pretty easy though.
Let's start with the old head.
I'm going to take Tampa at New England. I like Tampa Bay. I like Kansas City over Philly.
I like that.
And I like Seattle over San Fran.
Choosing all the hard games. I thought we were trying to pick the three easy games.
See, but that's why DraftKings is such an amazing platform, because you can bet more than once.
Or you could just listen to me. This is my three. Tampa Bay is going to beat New England.
I like Tampa.
Common sense. The Saints. Now, they're going to beat the New York. They're going to beat the Giants.
Ocho's right.
You hear? Stay with me now. Now, sure. We can go Buffalo and Houston. Buffalo is going to destroy Houston.
All right, Daz, who you got? Who the three locks you got?
I got Cleveland over Minnesota.
Cleveland over Minnesota.
Yep.
That's not a lock, Daz, but go ahead.
That's a lock.
Go ahead.
Chicago, because I think my boy Phil is going to start. I think New England might beat Tampa, you know? I think so, man. New England got a defense.
Quickly, Daz.
I think
you
so.
You think Tom Brady is about to go back to Foxborough, where he made his Hall of Fame career, where them people love him, and let Mac Jones whoop him in Foxborough, where he's known and a god? Bro, Tom Brady would die before he lost that game.
Hey, man, we'll just see. But yeah, Chargers over Vegas. That's the third one.
Everybody put their influence in. And what I heard is that Cleveland would beat Minnesota. There is no chance that y'all's boy Tyrod Taylor goes into Buffalo and beats Josh Allen. I'm sorry, fellas. And Dez and 5550, ain't nowhere in the hell Tom Brady is going back to where he made his name and took over. New England won nothing before he got there. And it's no way that Mac Jones is going to beat Tom Brady back in his Foxborough. It's going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneers home game because there's going to be so many 12s in that damn stadium, Dez. Buffalo's going to beat Houston. Cleveland's going to go to Minnesota and beat them. You should get a good line on that. And Tampa's going to go to New England. You should get a good line on that. and we got them three making some money.
Download DraftKings Sportsbook. I Am Athlete is the platform. This is the brand. Me and Chan going to give you a couple of names, and then you got Ocho and Fred going, you know what I'm saying, throwing, you know, their perspective in the conversation. But when we throw you out these names, we want to hear what comes up.
Gotcha.
All right?
Yep.
The first name, most important name, birthed you. Angela Bryant.
That's my mama. You know, I love her to death. You know, a lot of women, you know, across this world that I don't know, ain't never walked the shoes she walked, you know. She had me when she was 13. I don't even know how you supposed to, you're still a kid, you know what I'm saying? And you know, all of the things that I've been through, you know, as a child just growing up, you know, I could never blame her, you know, if that makes sense. You know, so at an early age, I kind of understood, you know, common sense very well.
Your perspective is strong because, no, you can blame. A lot of people do blame. But the special, the 1%, is able to, like, kind of elevate their thinking and their approach to understand that, like, I was a product of my environment. Like, I look at my father and my mom and how they raised me, or my dad, I'm like, they didn't know any better. Mm-hmm. A lot of us hold so much resentment. So for you to be able to say, like, my mom had me at 13 and I can't, how can I blame her? No. To me, that's phenomenal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. Like, you've been through a lot with Angela, Miss Angela Bryant. Right, because y'all been through so much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
me and my mom, and, you know, mom, you know, I love you, and I ain't here to blast you, but, you know, we grew up, you know, and, you know, I experienced f***ed up shit dealing with situations with my mom due to, like I said, how she was raised. You know, if, you know, like...
You seen more than you should have saw.
Seen way more than I should have saw at an early age. And, you know, me trying to express the things that I saw to my mom, she wouldn't, you know, she had so much going on, she couldn't even tend to it. Like, friends, you know, that I might be getting into these fights or whatever the case might be with these grown-ass people. And, you know, I'm getting hit with certain shit, and I go back and tell my mom, and she ain't even up. You know, she trying to make a play, because that's how we was eating. You know, my mom, you know, like I said, mom, I ain't trying to blast you, whatever the case might be, but I just feel like this is important because I know a lot of other athletes walk these kind of shoes. You know, my mom, she sold drugs, you know, and that's what we was able to eat. That was her, that was our way of surviving. And, you know, like, you know, and I used to feel, this is my opinion and my point of view, certain things, you know, didn't go the way they supposed to go, you know. I might get hit with a certain object or something like that. And like I said, believe it or not, I understood what my mom was going through.
This is not hindsight. We understand, but it's a new generation. When you say, like, you understood and hit with a certain object, what you talking about?
Like me, the pipes, you know, and I never forget. I remember kicking out the AC, you know, the room I was in, and I ran away. And I remember I was walking down the street, and my daddy seen me at this store called New Way. You already know, you know, if you're from Lufkin, Texas, you know New Way. You know that store, New Way, and my daddy seen me. It's on some crazy. And I remember my daddy and my mama pulling up. Daddy pissed off, mad, want to press charges, want to put my mom in jail, whatever the case might be. I passed the pull up, he praying over me and all of this stuff. I remember going to school the next day. I'm f***ed up. Like, I'm talking about, I got scars on my face. I got all that shit.
How old are you?
I'm in the ninth grade. You know, I'm 14, 15 around that time. And, you know, I remember just sitting in class and the teacher just made me go to the office. And they called my daddy. He came up to the school and I was like, hey, you know, the police came. You want to press charges on your mom? I looked, you know, I told him, I said, nah, you know, I don't want to. Like, and it wasn't because of, I was afraid of something. I always knew, like, you know, believe it or not, like, I knew it was something better.
Right.
And I love my mom regardless of the situation. And I used to, true stories, walking to Walmart. I'm looking at Texas A&M jerseys, Baylor jerseys, and I'm talking to my mom and I'm telling her, hey, I'm gonna go to Texas A&M. We gonna be straight. We poor as f-. My mama blowing me off. I remember like yesterday, I'm a child, just watch. Shit, I did that. I ended up going to Oklahoma State, having a successful career, you know, just proving everybody who said I can be something wrong and still doing that to this day, you know? And, you know, like I said, you know, I know my mama gonna see this and I love her.
I'm not here
for us.
Right.
Can't understand these walks. I ain't expecting nobody else to understand because when I tried to prove that, I was getting that backlash.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
You got me crying. What?
I think at the end of the day.
No, freaky Fred.
No.
No, you trying to miss the moment. The emotional moment.
No, I'm
Fred
not.
Fred don't never cry on this show.
No.
Ocho didn't cry on this show. This nigga that you looked up to over me, they cried on the show. We got Chandler Crowder on the side. They cried on the show. Really, not really. He's so tough.
No, I'm not tough. On this show, like vulnerability, that's at the forefront. We're so transparent and outspoken with what we have on the show, and that's what it is. That's why it is what it is.
I just want you to know that's why I came on the show.
And we love that, right? So we definitely appreciate and respect that. I really believe that the more kids and the more younger players that see this, you know, they're going to have a certain respect for you and they understand why you grind and you do what you do, because we've all put our community and our parents on our backs. That's been my motivation. It's your motivation. Like, this is so special to me. Like, I want to go play tomorrow just because I understand what it's about. Not a lot of people understand that. You know what I'm saying? So it is much deeper than I can't even explain it right now.
That passion, that fuel is like, I want to go play tomorrow. That's the shit that made us successful.
Right.
Is that pain. Let's just be point blank, period. Mm-hmm. Sitting in the dormitories, right? Mat drills, 5 a.m. The only time I threw up in my life was mat drills, 5 a.m., spring ball. And the only thing that got me through was I got to get my mom out. I got to get my sister out. My sister, 15, just had twins out. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when you talk about your mom and you talk about, like, what she had to do, like, you know, because I read an article back in 2015, and I think it was the Rolling Stones. Like, her dad's Brian did an article in the Rolling Stones. Let's take that from Drink Champs. Rolling Stones, right? Like, he did the Rolling Stones, right? And in that article, what I read was, like, your mom said, I had to sell drugs to provide for my kids. That's what she said.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, I used to sit right next to him. I used to sit right next to the Sherm head. You get what I'm saying? Like, all of that, like, talk to him. This is a normal conversation because that's just what that situation was. And
So, bro, I know what you're saying, but people that don't, your mom is selling dope to the dope head.
Yeah, she had her own.
And you sit and talk to the dope head while the transaction's going on.
I mean, yeah, like, it was normal, like, everyday life. You get what I'm saying? Like, I ain't think it was the wrong thing to do. That was just a part of what was going on. And like I said, in my mom, I felt like she was doing the wrong things for the right reasons, if that makes sense. And, you know, I love her. I love her for that. That's why I grind. You know, some of the shit that I talk to my mom about, I know she don't understand, but I still tell her. I still let her know that your son out here working. I got you. Just know that.
You still take care of your mom?
I got to. Absolutely. I'm going to take care of her before I take care of myself. That's how it always be.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Well, let me get another name out there then. With that whole thing, and this is crazy. This individual, he was my boss at a point. This is a story, big story, hitting the media. As I start telling you, remember what I'm saying. He was my boss at a point. I couldn't stand this mother. They got to edit me, because if I see this dude in an alley and ain't no cameras around, I'm going to fade him. And I'm going to win. Supposedly, the story is, he disrespected your mother that you just cried about. That we see, that's your heart. That's number one.
Yeah.
Disrespected your mother during the draft meeting. The name, and I'm gonna let you have it. Just let us know the whole situation. Jeff Allen,
of course. You know, I go to Miami, everything going right. You know, the whole meeting, you know, I'm walking around, you know, I'm meeting a receiver coach, quarterback coach. First off, I can't even f-ing believe I'm in the f-ing Dolphins locker room. Right. I'm for real starstruck, because I grew up watching y'all. Like, I'm loving it. So, you know, everything going good. They ask me questions and I'm giving the right answers, because, you know, when we talking about football, hey, that's easy. You know, so, all right, that's going good. So Jeff Ireland, he bring me to his office. And he got to ask me questions, and he just asked me so nonchalant, was my mom a prostitute?
Walked you in his office. The first question?
No, it wasn't the first question. He was just, you know, just asking me about, you know, my life, whatever the case might be. And to be honest, even with that, I was hit with some crazy shit. Like, damn, how they know all of this? Like, they really out here doing their research.
Right.
For real. Like, he asked me that, and I was like, wow, and I already know why he asked me that, because of the age difference of my mom and my dad. Like,
at that point, what went through your mind and what was your response?
I couldn't believe it. I ain't say nothing. But what was going on inside of me, he ain't want to see that.
What you mean?
I mean, like, I would have snapped.
Yeah. No. I would have snapped.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference between me and you. You know, you came up in an era where, you know, so much was going on, and you went from all these red flags to becoming a culture icon. And so, like, I would have snapped. I probably would have slapped Jeff Ireland in his face, which I would say this right now. My last cup of tea was in New Orleans with you. You came in, right? We both did a workout. Mm-hmm. They signed you over me. Okay? Then you went through a week of practice, snapped your Achilles, right? And then they signed me. I stayed there for a couple of months, and that was it, right? But Jeff Ireland was there. You didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Jeff Ireland pretty much runs the show there.
I didn't know that.
Totally different guy. Totally different guy. I hated my experience in Miami.
I didn't know that.
Felt just the same way, like, whatever, whatever, whatever. New Orleans, totally different dude. Respected him, loved him.
In New Orleans. But you was there for a cup of tea.
I was there for a cup of tea, that's facts.
And B, you love Roger Goodell, too.
I don't know if I trust your
Hold on, people what? Management.
I said I need to sit down with Roger.
Why you need to sit down with Roger?
You know, just because I want him to understand, you know, what this look like and what this feel like. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like all the people that they have on CNN and all of that, these people that went into the history books, y'all ain't never lived in Section 8. Y'all don't know what Godtell is. Y'all don't know that you got to be at a certain spot at a certain time to get some food. And if you miss it, you ain't going to eat. They don't know what that feel like. You got all these motherfuckers that sit on these news stations doing research, but won't go talk to the motherfuckers who really live in it.
Right.
You know? That's why I want to talk to them, because I feel like if they understood who we are, the situation would be much different. You get what I'm saying? It's a win-win for both parties.
What you call Roger?
Commissioner
Goodell. No, you don't. Let's be honest. No, I ain't funny around there. What you call Roger?
Uncle Goodell.
Uncle Goodell.
Goodell, what, Goodell, Goodell.
Does Uncle Roger want and would receive and listen to what Dez just said?
100%. Right now? Yes.
I think so.
10 years ago? No. Right now, yes.
And that is it his progression, the league's progression?
His progression. He is more progressive than the NFL right now, I would say. That's my gut. That's what I think, right? Think about last year, 2020, racial tension soaring.
Right, right.
He was the one. Owners don't care about this whole black and white thing and this all of that. He was the one saying, no, we got to, and not only saying we have to, but also believing, like, this is right. So when you look at Roger Goodell, you got to think about, like, I'm running a $10 billion business, right? So not everybody's going to like all the decisions you're going to make, right? So now we're in this era where people are saying the human element becomes the priority over the bottom line. And that's what I think what happened in 2020.
I think what's a big proponent of that, though, is social media will exacerbate and expedite those decisions because they know if a certain, you know, community of people get together and say, hey, we're not f***ing with that, they understand that it's going to affect the bottom line.
Right.
So they have to save face at the end of the day.
See, that's 25% of the whole entire situation.
Right.
Like, why you want to bring awareness? What comes after that awareness?
See, but they have to have guys like you on the front line to say, this is the root of the problem.
Absolutely.
We got 1,600 players in the NFL, 85% or so are African-American. So we dominate the game, but they don't always understand our culture and our backgrounds of where we come from.
That's right.
So when you get people on the front that are willing to talk and discuss, look, I come from a 13-year-old. You know, my mom was 13 when she had me. My mom was 15, whatever, whatever, right? They got to understand because they do, they're so inclined to certain research and extending certain resources, but they got to go and find this is the root cause of why guys like us are what we are.
We are a product of our environment, and I believe that's supposed to humble you. I think that's just the approach that I took, and it just led me to see exactly who we are and what we do. It's a cycle. You get what I'm saying? It's a cycle. Like, go look at the last 5 to 6 NFL players who have died and go tell them the cause. It ain't one. They can't tell you one. No, it's one. It is one. You know, that's depression, anxiety, feeling alone. Us athletes, we reached a certain level to where we supposed to stick together. You get what I'm saying? It's cool to compete. It is cool to compete. But when you get bought into that ranking, oh, you one, you two, you three, you four. That sometimes can roll off the field. That's where a lot of problems happen. Any athlete that I've ever been around, from a practice squad player to the hottest name in the game, I treat them with respect. I ain't on no groupie shit. It's I salute everything you ever done. Because I can only imagine the shoes you walked in. You get what I'm saying? And I can catch that. I it's easy for me to see, all right, this athlete on some bullshit. That's a real. He trying to find his way. I'm going to go with him who trying to find his way and who on that real shit. Because most real people are isolated. You get what I'm saying? We got to create that system where we can fit in.
And I think that system is starting to evolve because what's driven the game of the NFL has been the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's go back to week one. And I sent you this on Instagram.
Right, right, right.
10 African-American quarterbacks started in week one. The quarterbacks have always been the voice of the NFL.
That's what
like, we got
to
drive the
with
business.
The NBA contracts. Of, yeah, right. Listen to me.
The business of the game. And just looking at this list, the 10 that I'm talking about, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, James Winston, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts, Trey Lance, Teddy Bridgewater, and Tyrod Taylor, who we spoke about earlier. So when we have people in a position of power, the conversation becomes a lot more transparent, you know, and the NFL is willing to listen to these guys.
What are we talking about? Because, Fred, I can give you $100 million. You're going to stick to what you're doing, right? You get what I'm saying?
That's why the quarterbacks are the highest paid.
What you saying?
Because I said that before. What? We keep looking at the quarterbacks and the people that make the most money and be wanting them to speak up, and it's not going to happen because they get what?
They get that money.
But what I was trying to say with the NBA contracts was this, is like, now we live in an era where you got to speak up no matter if you're making $100 million, $200 million.
Nope, that ain't necessarily.
And y'all want me to go viral. Y'all want the veins to come off my neck.
Ocho, he just said you have to speak up.
Right. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
This is a different era, Chan. This ain't 2006.
No, you don't.
This ain't 2006, Chan.
They just gave Patrick Mahomes a half of
$450 million.
A half a billion dollars.
Yes, right.
Do you think he wants to mess up that money?
Hell nah. Hell nah. And I love him to death. That's my son's favorite player. He ain't fucking that up. Tell you how I know.
How you know?
Man, Mahomes, I love you. You know I do. Several times I text him. Hey, bro, look, check this out. I ain't coming at you on no groupie shit. I love you. Real shit. I respect you. But this right here, I just want you to look at it. I ain't asking you to sign nothing. Just look at it. Tell me what you think. You can control it however you want to control it because it was built for you. You get what I'm saying? I know what's happening between, you know, with us athletes. I caught that. I caught it. Seriously. Caught it. Literally caught it. I'm telling you, bro.
And what was the response?
Like, I'm going to get back to you. Guess what? I ain't feel bad. Because athletes, we are busy. It's shit we do have to tend to. So it wasn't nothing personal that he didn't. It's just, I'm going to keep building and one day he's going to eventually see it.
But why we do that, Dez? They gonna make me go viral again. Why we do that? Why can't I listen to you? I don't know nothing about NFTs. I don't know nothing about NILs. I'm spending all my time, 24 hours, mm-hmm. on wellness, on mental health. I don't know nothing about NFT. I'm telling you that right now as a brother. But if you come to me and you show me a team, mm-hmm. and you show me a platform and it's real, I'm betting with you. I'm betting with Dez. I'm betting with Dez. I'm betting with Dez. Why we can't do that as athletes? Why? Why? I'm passionate about this.
Passionate about this.
Bruh, I'm passionate about this. Bruh, why we can't do that, though? We built this from scratch. Wellness, NFTs, NIL, platform to give back to the athlete. Why we can't do that? Why we can't do that?
They rank us. They rank us. And that increased our ego. That increased the hate towards one another.
Was that too much?
Nah, that was just right. It wasn't enough. You asked me. It wasn't enough. Yeah, for real, it wasn't enough.
B, you see what they, but bro, real talk, you see what they're saying though, don't you?
As soon as you put a helmet on, as soon as you learn how to run faster than other people in the neighborhood, even in the neighborhood, Dez got y'all. Y'all got a race. Dez got this. Then you get into football and they rank you. You're the number one linebacker, number one receiver in the state, number 14 receiver in the nation. Right. They make you compete with everyone that you're going to come up with. So I know when y'all were, especially in Miami, Chad, I know you had some dogs you played with in high school and middle school. They make you compete against your contemporaries. Right, right, right. So once you grow up knowing that I got to beat him, I got to beat him. Even if y'all on the same side of the ball, you can't cover another receiver, but I got to prove I'm better. Chad, you had to prove, come in the league and prove you better than Chad. Then Dez got it, had to prove he's better than y'all too. So that already creates a situation where, why would I team up with this guy? I've competed against you since I was 6 years old. That's what Dez is saying.
He right, and that's exactly what I'm saying. And I just want to share this RIP to my high school coach, White Man. I love him to death. Probably one of the realest I ever met. For real, White Man. For real. And the way he coached us, it was named John Outlaw. The way he coached us, for real, like a team. Oh, we knew what we was going to do. My quarterback was the most swaggiest thing I ever seen in my life. My running back, the most swaggiest I ever seen in my life. And the other wide receivers. We was all nasty. We used to call ourselves juggernauts. That's the true story.
Right.
Like, we was the best of the best, and that's how we felt. You wanted that feeling. So that never left me. It never left me at all. We had our own identity. You get what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
Like, most people know me when I say these words. If you player, you player. That mean I'm playing my own way. You playing your 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 own way, and it's respected. You get what I'm saying? I can't do what B-Munch do. We can't do what each other do, but I guarantee you, if we come together and form Voltron, you know how the Power Rangers do that shit. They create that big ass Zord, and then they just preach. Tear shit up.
Preach.
You get
preach,
what I'm saying?
Bro. Preach, don't go deeper.
Like,
deeper.
It's that. Like, and I want to mention this too. Like, I respect Colin Kaepernick, but there's one thing that I don't respect. And I said it when I get the opportunity. And to get on the stage to say it, I would say it. And I love him to death. So it ain't no hate or nothing like that. But brother, you had the biggest opportunity in the world to create jobs, build jobs, give jobs to people. The people that you was talking about, the people that you so-called standing up for, the people who stood beside you, the people who lost their jobs because of you. Where you at? I ain't heard from you. I reached out to you. Where you at? Mm. Real always and gonna stay that way. Mm. He brought the awareness, and that's why I respect him.
But what's the call to action?
It wasn't one. It wasn't no call to action. It's just like I see all these athletes, I hear them on Twitter. They be writing these cool ass captions. I be like, hey, the NFL told you to put out a Black Lives Matter tweet and you did it. But I ain't see you do it. That's a difference. You get what I'm saying? So when I communicate with you, you know, whenever it's not the trending thing, because I'm for real about it, you don't say nothing to me, it's a problem.
This can go so many ways. Mm-hmm. I can go to where you at right now, today, right now. And I can also go to, you know, when you ended your career. Or not.
I haven't ended it yet.
But the shit that I'm talking about,
why they don't want me there.
Yeah.
Because they know that I'm going to educate.
Right.
They know
right.
that I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
And it's always been that way.
Okay.
That is for real.
Okay, I'm going to get to that. Trust me. You know, I studied you now.
I'm going to say another name. What comes up when I say this name? Jerry Jones.
I love him. I love Jerry to death, and most people would be surprised. The man who cut me, he gave me my job. He gave me my dream. But one thing that I learned from Jerry, he didn't have to tell me. It's just I paid attention. It's how he branded himself. It's how he made everybody love him. You know, I'm seeing CEOs of different companies and at the start following this man around. I got to know what the that is. I want to know what that is. So that's how I build my company. That's why I give him the respect, because I couldn't do that without seeing what you done. You brought fan engagement into the NFL. You did that. It ain't no NFL without Jerry Jones. I don't give a fuck nobody say about him. And when he cut me, from that point, I knew it was a business decision. I knew he loved me. But for somebody to have that much money, he got a group of people. If he the odd man now, we got to get him out. You get what I'm saying? So that's just the way I look at things. That's why it was so easy for me to be like, you know what? I can respect that. But Jerry know what I stand for. When Jerry cut me, you know what he called me? He said, you pure. You know what I said to him? I said, I know. Just like that. He said, you pure. I said, I know.
And that dynamic, bro, because you come in, like you said, Jerry encouraged you to get 88. Because he knows marketing. That was Irvin. He encouraged you that. He saw the vision. He saw your ability out of Oklahoma State. Then you were the golden boy. We all know. We all throw up the X. Everybody saw you throwing up the X. Did you know when you got to a point?
You ain't throw up the X.
Who?
You ain't throw up the X. Sorry to interrupt.
I was playing with him. I ain't going to throw up no X. He was catching touchdowns on me. I'm going to throw up an X.
You hit him? You hit him, though?
Who was that? No. I was there. I played Dallas when T.O. was there.
Yeah.
He's a puppy.
He's a puppy. He's a baby.
I call guys that a puppy. But the transition, because I've never been, be honest, all four of y'all are potential Hall of Famers. If they put me in the Hall of Fame, I say every time, bro, they're on crack.
If somebody puts me in the Hall of Fame, they done hit the pipe.
Nah, I ain't
they
that,
done hit
man.
The pipe, bro.
They can put you to college.
Huh? They ain't gonna put me nowhere because of the fact how I am. But, like, to be the golden boy, that's your dude, Jerry. And you could tell how you speaking about you love Jerry. Did you see it dissolving? Did you see the love leaving?
No.
Because at some point, bro, you had to see from you being the face of the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, to get cut.
Hold on.
I got to answer what he just said.
I know, but I'm open for facility.
I have to respond to that.
Listen, I'm opening up a facility in Dallas right now, House of Athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Your name and your picture is still on the headquarters. I'm like, I was just there 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. That's the first time I'm in Dallas. I said, why is this picture still up there? They still monetizing your platform.
So this is my new baby from Oklahoma State, 88, Irving. This is my man. Him and who is Romo? Him and Romo going to take us back where Aikman
but
and Irving
it's deeper
and
than
Emma
that.
Had that.
It's deeper than that because he Galveston, Texas.
He's from Texas. So you so
Austin.
We're talking
you
about,
dude, bro.
I just want to go back. We talked about Jerry, your childhood, growing up in Texas, and then being drafted by the Cowboys. Like, what is that like? Because I'm sure you grew up watching Irving. 88, the whole thing, like, and then they gave you 88. What's that like?
It was crazy. I was already living in Dallas before I got drafted to Dallas. That was the crazy part. Yep. And, you know, so I'm knowing everybody there. You know, I'm knowing, you know, the people out in South Dallas, Uno, Loso, Tony, Lil Tony.
Dallas is amazing,
you know, I'm
though.
In the hood part of Dallas, you know, because that's my environment.
Right.
I'm going all to the, you know, to the hole in the wall clubs, living my life. Then go out there Sunday and go do the motherfucking food and backtrack and do it again. You get what I'm saying? Like, I was around the environment that I was used to. I wanted to motivate. Like, DeSoto High School, during the off season, I ain't travel like everybody did. I wasn't doing none of that, man. I'm in 24-hour fitness. I'm on some Ocho Cinco.
Bruh, nah.
I'm not joking. I like, man, go, hey, go talk to the folks out in Dallas. They'll tell you, man, this Dez is in 24-hour fitness. He done went to practice
and from OTAs in the gym playing basketball.
Yeah, right.
Like, for real, I'm walking out against the water. I'm on TV. I'm a whole normal person. I know everybody in the gym. Like, I'm talking about, I remember we getting ready to go play New England. Man, I got a kid coming around to my house talking about, hey, Dez, can I play the game before you go? Because it be kids on my block just want to come kick it and come chill.
That's love.
You get what I'm saying? I'm letting them play the game, man. Do whatever you want. Eat, get whatever you want. And I done took off to go play New England, come right back, and we added and we doing the same again. Because
you just blessed. Like, you don't look at it that way.
I never looked at it that way.
All right, hold on. Time out. Because I got to say this. Mm-hmm. I love where you're going, but I got to get a little messy. Your ass ain't going to come on this show. We ain't going to get a little messy. All right, so 2015, I read an article, right? So I read an article, you know, preparing for the show, and it talked about, it said, you're not going to find a general manager, a owner, a head coach, a player that will say anything bad about Dez Bryant. But they will say, his ass is always late. That's too.
He laughed.
I look.
Hey, no, 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 look.
To my defense.
Yeah. Yeah. He missed his flight this morning, too.
See, how you gonna call me out like that?
Go ahead. Yeah.
You know, I might have a little problem with that, man. You know, but that, you know, when I'm now, hey, you know what it is.
You know,
I'm going to show up and show out.
I say that because, you know, when you talked about the little kids showing up to your house, was there ever a moment where you put the people before that plane taking off to go to the New York Giants?
Always. Like, there's so many kids that I play football with in the offseason, go off to get D1 scholarships and playing into the NFL. Bro, it hit me. I'm like, what? I was just playing 707 on some f***ing around shit with this dude. And the dude done shot me a DM. Man, I appreciate you. That's the shit that motivate me to keep going. I'm telling you, that's why I'm doing this.
Deshaun Watson had 22 masseuses. Have y'all ever had 20-plus masseuses? Let's be honest.
I ain't even get massages.
Time out.
22?
No massages, but McDonald's? Your numbers could have probably been.
Thank you.
Been
another.
What?
Thank you. That's what I've been trying to say for two seasons.
What does getting a massage have to do with anything?
Oh, if you got massages, you would have had 3,000 more yards.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Like saying, oh, if I ate a salad, I could have had 100 touchdowns. Get the out of here. You guys are fucking my with the science. What'd you eat today? Stop. What'd you eat today?
I ate maca smoothie.
Who?
With
maca. What the f*** is a maca? Fred, where you from? Where you from?
I'm from the muck.
Where you grew up in the muck, right?
Yeah.
Did they have f***ing maca in the muck?
You heard
Did they have maca in the muck?
No. Maca just came out.
God damn, man. Y'all be, they grow, they get they get a little money and everybody change,
why
man.
You had that energy when Styles P was on?
I gave you that energy.
That's what I'm
saying. I didn't give that energy?
P put you
I took my glasses off and got jiggy with Styles P.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
your rhymes was whack, too. Oh, and your flow was whack.
It was?
Yeah, it was.
The second one was good. I hit him with the chitlin line.
I think you need to write, though. I think you need to write.
I can't. I could talk. I can't rhyme. That's not what I do.
You ever got a happy ending?
No, I know your wife's dead. No, I got big, beefy masseuses. My wife hires mine. She ain't gonna have no fine one in there.
Yeah, she
gonna have the old lady, 65, with the callous hands. Okay, yeah. Miss Sandra. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. No, none of that.
Chef, what we got?
Chicken fried rice for you guys.
Man, I appreciate that. We keeping it healthy, huh?
Chicken fried rice, that's healthy?
Yeah, that's healthy.
That's healthy?
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I think I kind of lived my life like Ocho. I ate what the hell I want. I knew I was gonna go out there and put that work in. All that damn running gonna burn off.
Thank you.
No matter what you eat.
Talk to him, Dez. Talk to him.
The job you putting in your body, it might be killing you slow.
Talk to him. Preach.
You get what I'm saying?
With a collection plate. Preach.
The collection
ain't even Sunday.
Hey, Chef, tell Ocho Cinco what we eating.
You eating chicken fried rice, but that's meatless chicken.
What kind of chicken?
Meatless chicken.
How chicken gonna be meatless?
I know it.
That's like saying water ain't wet. What you talking about?
It's not a real chicken, obviously, but it's a product made that it can give off the texture and somewhat of a taste of the actual meat, but it's for vegans.
It's plant-based.
That don't sound healthy.
Like they did too much to it, huh?
You think regular chicken is healthy?
You ever been to churches? You ain't been to church, you got three pieces with a biscuit, yeah. And apple pie?
Strawberry no ice. You eating, ain't it?
Because I'm hungry.
Me too.
Is it good?
It's good.
Yeah, is it good?
It's good.
Chef, tell them boys eat healthy, chef, because you lost how many pounds so far?
I'm down 25.
You down 25 pounds? And you think this is the reason you down?
Nah.
Eat what you want and come work out with me. I make you lose 50 in a month.
No, listen to me.
50 in a month.
Inflammation. In inflammation, sickness and disease lives. Don't eat that stuff. Come over here, science, not Ocho.
If you went to the candy lady house when you was young, if you drink from the water hose during the summer back in the day when your mama ain't let you in the house, eat what you want to. If you swim in raw sewage like I did, your immune system gonna take care of you.
All right. Now,
science.
If you made it to where you wanted to go, but it just kind of stopped short just a little too quickly, it's science, not Ocho. Right? If you wanted to go to 35, 40, like LeBron James, Tom Brady, eat the right foods.
Hey, Tom Brady and LeBron James have something you don't fucking have. That's talent. Don't listen to him. It's genetics. It's called DNA. You don't have it. And that's okay. Don't let him fool you thinking what you put in your body is going to make you fucking great. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's not. But what you can do is live a happy life doing what you want to do. Because if you believe in God, when it's time to go, you're going to go no matter what the fuck you eat.
If you believe in God and you believe in your talent and your Ocho Cinco, maybe you play 15 years instead of 11 years. Believe in science and not Ocho.
Time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. And God said at year 11, this ain't for you no more, which is why I am where I am today.
Happy.
Exactly. We done? Is that it?
We gonna take a cut.
Yeah.
We might change, we might not change, but it's gonna be a part two, and we're gonna get into NFTs. We're gonna also get into the personal corner, and we're gonna talk about athletes. We're gonna talk about the whole business side of things with Dez Bryant. Peace.
That was a great finish.
So, you gotta take care of business. You know it. You're a businessman.
No.
You shave your balls, manscape. Or you let that shit go, or you shave your balls, manscape. You shaving or what? Like you clean or what, bro? You trimming down there or what?
Hey, undisclosed. Might be shaved, I might be bald.
Nah, bro. Come on, bro. You shave or nah, bro? You trim or nah, bro?
I might be shaved, I might be bald.
But Diz, you know if you shave, you had 2 inches, and that thing come up out of that head. And that thing be like this, and that thing poke up out of
that. Hey, Diz ain't shaving
bro,
nothing.
You had 2 inches, Dave. Bro.
Hey, Diz, you nasty, bro.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pill. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam, you got a light that we're in wheels straight up.
Y'all both got on heart glasses, but his heart is crying. Uh-huh. It's because he gotta eat meatless chicken.
Exactly. His glasses is sad because he gotta eat meatless chicken that costs $5 a pack. That was a good one.
And then we made it pop. Yeah, and I just keep coming with verses. Got the boy collecting bags. I'm like a woman with purses.
I mean, I would've got some else if I had a choice.
Yeah, but it's good though.
It is good.
Okay.
But it's meatless chicken. And you try to tell Chad.
But it's meatless chitlin, but chicken.
you said chitlin. That's what's gonna come out of you. That's what you want.
stop. And that's why I'm screaming touchdown. Made it off the blind, now they see me in the drop. Ain't no way that we can stop. I've been stunning like a sun now.
What are you and Sherelle having?
I am having my 86th child. It's a girl.
Okay.
Ochata.
Ochata?
Ochata.
Oh, no. Sherelle ain't letting that happen.
Is it mixed with Black Panther?
No, not really. It's mixed with Puerto Rican.
Sherelle's Puerto Rican?
I think.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.